to the Blackhawks convention from Hilton, Chicago on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
This week on Chicago's Best, have no fear. The Chicago's Best team has great food and great beer. Chicago's Best Brew Pubs. It's Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Woohoo! Look where we are. Look where we are.
We are broadcasting live from the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago. And stepping up right now, yes, he's our beloved head coach, Jeremy Colleton, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. I got a couple of quick questions. Steve Cochran is here as well.
Mm-hmm. He's on the show multiple times every week. Was that not your lead?
Thanks for
that
sharing.
That was not my lead. Yes, okay. I'm trying to steal him from you as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Before we get started with any of this, I've got so many questions about offensive schemes. But before I get to that, we have all the nicknames of all the players that we're going to have on today, and a nickname came up for you on the internet, and I just want to know if this is true. That when you were playing, your nickname was the Sweetener.
I hadn't heard that one.
You have not heard that one. All right, our production team is fired. That is what's happening right now.
I appreciate what that implies.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like the way it sounds.
What does it imply?
That I'm sweet.
Ah. Very well done. Very well done.
In the context of sports, that of course would mean what?
In the context of sports, it means that he's a game changer.
Right place, right time, yeah. Always a gamer.
Yeah.
You guys took that a long way.
Yes, we did. I think we actually did, yeah. Well, all right, so let's talk about it. First of all, congratulations.
Don't you want to know his nickname? I want to know his
What is the nickname?
What was his player nickname? You know, Shawzy, whatever, were you cauliflower?
I had a couple.
Colzer?
my brother liked cauliflower.
Oh, my gosh. Cochran, you called that out.
That was his nickname, though.
Yeah. And, because he wanted to give it to you so that you'd be it.
My brother? Yeah. No, he liked it for himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
oh.
He wanted to be called cauliflower. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
that's interesting. That's
preceded right. by the cauliflower.
Wow. Wow, that's something.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, hockey nicknames, though, they're just so, they're just pro forma. They're simple. People don't want to be, they're not a ton of creativity, and I don't know if it's because the guys don't want, because cute is just not really in the hockey vernacular.
I think it's more of like, you need one, mm-hmm. so you come up with one as quick as possible, but I agree, the best nicknames just kind of happen, and those are the ones that stick.
Right.
So,
my favorite of all time.
Gotta let it play out.
Car Bomb is my favorite of all time.
I love that one.
Right. I played with Car Bomb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The majority are IE or ER.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, Shawzy, not Shawzy, Kaner. E-R. Kaner, Shawzy, Kaner.
That Car Bomb was pretty crazy, wasn't he? He was they named him that for a reason.
He's fun to play with.
Yeah, yeah. He's you know what he is? He's a sweetener is what he is.
Because
he makes the difference on all these things.
That.
All right, can we just talk about this season? First of all, so many moves in the offseason. The goalie thing. Wow, what a pretty much we could consider that a pretty great luxury for our beloved Blackhawks, right?
Yeah, it was a tremendous opportunity that kind of fell to us. You know, he came available, and the chance to get him on 1 year is fantastic. And now we have two goalies who are, with great track records. And we got to play 82 games. And to have the prospect of, 82 really quality starts, it's going to help our team, no question.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And as you're going to head into training camp in the next couple of weeks, the kids who are coming up that you're going to be looking at, is there anybody that we should be thinking about?
Of Roe and I.
Yes.
I think where we're at now, which is exciting, is we have a bunch of players, like there's maybe 8 to 10 who are all kind of vying for the spots that are open. There's not many open. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it's performance that will dictate, but I think we have a bunch of players who you could conceivably see making the club out of training camp, and that's a great position to be in.
Why don't we name those right now? Do you have a list?
Yes, I do.
Notepad. No, I don't want to name them, but I think that's we all feel really good about the depth we have, and there's going to be a bunch of players who could conceivably play games and be impactful who are going to be in Rockford, and that's excellent. That's what we need to have success. You got to have depth throughout the lineup,
right? And guys coming up if you need them,
and I think we have that at every position. So that's exciting.
It's only 90 minutes away, too. It's easy. We just put him right in an Uber and get him right here.
This is his first convention.
So nope. I was here the first year. He just didn't notice
me. Did you get walked out that year? Did you do the catwalk?
No.
Okay, this
but
is
I
his
was here.
First catwalk. Have you been practicing your catwalk? Like at the
is
house?
That, is that something you need to practice?
Yeah. They didn't tell you? Yeah. That's a whole thing. You're supposed to do that with the horse walk or whatever. You put one leg across the other, like the catwalk.
Some
kind
things
of thing.
You know too much about.
Yes. Well, you know, I was a
very revealing.
I was a famed model when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
People don't know that about me.
Yeah. It's
kind of like a Zoolander sort of thing.
Exactly.
Get a great look.
Yeah, brown steel or something. I don't know what the hell it is. All right. So as the season approaches, there is a lot of excitement, I think, because it does seem like all the offseason movement here has been for the better. Andrew Shaw coming back is such a fan moment. It is so exciting. Talk about a guy who makes all the difference in the world, and he does have the greatest goal I have ever seen in the NHL, the headbutt goal. And
but it didn't count.
I am going to appeal to Mr. Bettman, and I'm going to see if they can make that. Because your hand, your shoulder, your knee, whatever,
right.
That shouldn't count. But your head?
Should.
That should count.
Okay, I'll be the first to sign that petition with you.
Yeah. So I think that would be good.
Coach Kirby Doc's going to be here. A lot of fans excited about him. What did you see from him in the development camp a couple weeks ago, and why should fans be excited about him?
Yeah, well, I think obviously we're extremely high on him to draft him where we did, but in my view, he made an excellent impression, even taking into account the expectations. I think his size, I think you could say he's an excellent skater, and you don't need to say for his size. Like, he's an excellent skater. That's it. And he's very very skilled with the puck, and he can make a lot of plays. I think he's got a competitiveness to him that I think all the very, very top players have. And, timeline, we'll see. I mean, his play will dictate his future in the short term, but I think everyone agrees he's going to be an excellent player for us for a long time.
He'll have a shot, though, of breaking with the team start the season?
Of course. And he'll be a training camp, and it's up to him. We'll see.
Of course, Kevin.
Yeah.
Of course.
What kind of question is that?
Well, first of all, he's going to be a monster, right? I mean, that's the one thing.
He's a big kid, yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to put some weight on, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's I was very impressed at how strong he looked.
Yeah.
Very strong stick, heavy stick. Come out of puck battles with the puck very often. And, it's a development camp, and so it's a young group. Yet he's one of the younger ones in the group, and he looked as mature as anyone.
6'8" in skates. Is that what I read?
He's super tall.
Bring on Chara. Let's do it.
That's what I'm thinking. All I want to see is on him against Chara. That's all I want to see. Because Chara, he looks like Hodor.
He's getting older, too.
I don't know what goes on. All right. Well, Coach, congratulations, and have fun this season. It's going to be great. And I know Chicago's taking to you. And this is...
where you can hear him weekly?
Where?
On the Steve Cochran Show.
Is that why you hung out here?
On 720 WGN.
He's trying to hog him again?
It's one of the reasons.
He's a pearl.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
he's also 6'8 in skates. I've never seen anything like it. It's the damnedest
very
thing.
Very tall skates.
Yes. All right. Jeremy, not the sweetener Colleton. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thanks for
being
having.
With us.
Thanks, Coach.
It.